Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 21, 1805. Still separated. Clark, with his hunting party, and Lewis, with the rest of the corps, are still several miles apart. Lewis and his men are making their way out of the high country, hampered by the difficulty of keeping their horses from wandering off every time they camp. Each captain continues to record his own journal entry. Lewis writes,
"Encamped in a small open bottom, where there was tolerable food for our horses. I directed the horses to be hobbled to prevent delay in the morning, being determined to make a forced march tomorrow in order to reach, if possible, the open country. We killed a few pheasants, and I killed a prairie wolf, which, together with the balance of our horse beef and some crawfish which we obtained in the creek, enabled us to make one more hearty meal, not knowing where the next was to be found. I saw several sticks today large enough to form elegant pirogues of at least 45 feet in length. I find myself growing weak from the want of food, and most of the men complain of a similar deficiency and have fallen off very much. Captain Meriwether Lewis, September 21, 1805.
Clark is having a more profitable time among the Nez Perce and sets down a lengthy account of the day.
A fine morning. Sent out all the hunters in different directions to hunt deer. I myself delayed with the chief to prevent suspicion and to collect, by signs, as much information as possible about the river and country in advance. The chief drew me a kind of chart of the river, and informed me that a greater chief than himself was fishing at the river half a day's march from his village, called the Twisted Hare, and that the river forked a little below his camp, and at a long distance below, and below two large forks, one from the left and the other from the right, the river passed through the mountains, at which place was a great fall of the water passing through the rocks. At those falls, white people lived from whom they procured the white beads and brass, etc., which the women wore. A chief of another band visited me today and smoked a pipe. I gave my handkerchief and a silver cord with a little tobacco to those chiefs. The hunters all returned without anything. I purchased as much provisions as I could with what few things I chanced to have in my pocket, such as salmon, bread, roots, and berries, and sent one man, Reuben Fields, with an Indian to meet Captain Lewis, and at 4 o'clock set out to the river. The weather very warm after descending into the low country. The river hills are very high and steep. Captain William Clark, September 21, 1805.
The two large forks at a long distance below that the chief describes to Clark are probably the Snake and Columbia Rivers. Tomorrow, finally, reunited.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.